Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites. Yeah, you're a merry Marvelite. Yeah, you're a merry Marvelite. I'm a merry Marvelite.
We are all merry Marvelites.
We're all merry Marvelites. Welcome back to our 25th show of the year, 2015, 42 in all. The magic number, the answer to everything, 42. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a good show. Just the Holy Trinity here.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Crossover.
Oh, I was actually, like, I actually meant, like, spiritual Holy Trinity. Like, I wasn't talking about Superman and Batman. Just,
can I be the Holy Ghost?
Yes, you may.
Thanks.
Can I be the Ghost of Christmas Past?
I don't know if that's
this
part of it.
Trinity's getting Trinity. Messy.
I'll be both Bill and Ted.
That's all I ask.
Perfect.
We are the Marvel Movie News, coming to you live from the danger room. Well, we're not live. Well, we're live right now.
We're not live. But
we live.
You know, we are living. Yeah.
It's our first non-live, right?
No,
in
last week.
A long
week.
While. Well, last week was a little live.
Oh.
Yeah.
Marginally live.
Marginally live. Yeah, it's weird. I feel so like naked about people watching me. Is that weird?
How do I perform?
Yeah. They'll be watching
I need
us.
An audience.
They'll be watching us in like a couple hours.
That's true. Hi, but, future people.
Hello, future.
We're coming to you from the pathway.
What news has been released after our show? Yeah.
Please tell us.
Please tell us in 2 hours. Anyway, we are the Marvel Movie News, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network, either on YouTube, which is /Popcorn Talk Network, or on their website, which is popcorntalknetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN, or on Facebook /Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us, comment, come and hang out with us. We do our best to stay up on both of those things. I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco, Adam Placco, and I'm here.
Yay, she's here. She's here, you guys.
She's been gone for a fortnight. A full fortnight.
Verily. I was afraid of Thomas had taken her out. And I'm Coijandro at Coijandreau.
Do not be fooled by
the
other
two. Do not be fooled. The other two. The one's back. I'm telling
what,
you,
really?
One went away, came back.
Oh yeah. Man,
I was I like, "What is
because
wanted?"
Because you poked that hornet's nest.
I love hate them so much.
Aww.
So much.
It's a good thing.
It's a weird respect I have for someone being fake me.
Coy's imposters.
Yeah, that's really funny. Like, I didn't even put it together that maybe Thomas the Tank Engine took you out.
Yeah, we hadn't seen you since the Thomas incident of 2015.
So by the way, you missed our Ant-Man show.
I did.
Before we jump into the news, do you want to give us your quick thoughts on Ant-Man?
So other than that scene, I loved it. It was so fun. Like, it felt like a like kind of like a year one sort of like phase one film. I think, you know,
it's not a bad thing at all.
I feel like, you know, Marvel's gotten really comfortable, and I think Ant-Man took us out of our comfort zone while still giving us a property and a world that we know and love. And I think, you know, Scott Lang as Ant-Man is one of my favorite. I think, you know, it was fantastic. I don't want to spoil anything after 2 weeks, but the end credit scenes, the thing, mm-hmm, the end, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, not yeah. not the Sebastian Stan thing, the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
That thing.
Love that scene.
I'm so excited about that thing.
Love that scene.
And just and, saying
and we
new
have
cosplay.
We have no idea where that's going,
no.
But we know that it's going somewhere.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to fit an Ant-Man sequel
into the slot.
Into
like
phase
the
three.
I
don't necessarily know.
But they're also
know.
Saying that they're not planning to do anything with that character apart from Ant-Man's sequel.
Right.
They're like,
yeah, they said she wasn't going to.
Yeah, they said the original drafts of Civil War had her, but mm-hmm. then they also didn't want to do her like
a disservice of being like,
because, oh, and here she is now.
if they put Captain Marvel in Civil War, it's going to be too much.
Yeah.
You can't have, you know, like...
Yeah, I think it's possible that we'll get a cameo at the end. Mm-hmm.
But Michael Douglas is lobbying for more Hank Pym, which is cool. He's
yeah.
not contracted, which was interesting on Marvel's part. I was really mm-hmm. surprised they didn't make him.
Well, it's Michael Douglas
That's true.
Also.
They're like, well, Mike
he
D.
He is Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Mike D.
But yeah.
DJ Mike D.
I don't know. I loved it. I'm so excited. I want to go see it again. I haven't had a chance to go see it again. So
I very quickly wanted to address, because we ran out of time last week,
mm-hmm.
The Quantum Realm stuff.
Yes.
Lots of people have been asking me about that.
I loved it.
But by the way, everyone, if you're watching, this is going to be like a quick like little 3-minute spoiler kind of talk.
If you haven't seen spoilers.
Diet spoilers. That's a good way to put that. So 3, 2, 1, spoilers are going. The quantum realm that comes in at the end, that what they call the microverse in the comic book world, there's a brief glimpse of a figure. Have you guys seen all
I've
this?
Yeah, I've seen that.
People
tweeting it at me.
Yeah, a couple people tweeted it.
Twitter.
That's what the kids call it these days, you young whippersnappers. Someone actually grabbed like a screen grab of it or something. Oh. Like they took a picture at the theater. I don't know.
Yeah.
God, I wish I'd written down your name. I'm so sorry, my friend. He sent me the screen grab, and you can't really see who it is.
But it is a figure.
It's clearly a figure. A lot of people are speculating that it might be Eternity. A character that I think was introduced in Strange Tales, like 136 or 138, that's... like around there. Nick Fury's on the cover,
Drew
like shooting.
Douglas. Yeah. Thank you, Drew Douglas. I wanted to.
Thank you. No,
it's very small.
Shout out to Drew Douglas.
Oh.
And they confirmed that this was a thing. It's not just like fan theorizing.
Well, no, Peyton Reed even said, like, you'll have to watch it on the Blu-ray. Like, he even like specifically said. It's that quick of a glimpse, but it is there, and it is somebody.
So intriguing.
I feel like Eternity would. I mean, Marvel's doing some crazy stuff, but I feel like I'm trying to figure out how Eternity would fit in with what they're doing right now.
So here's the thing that's so awesome about the quantum realm. Yeah. Here's kind of what I want to talk about. The quantum realm is whenever Marvel in interviews would say that Ant-Man is the perfect end to Phase 2, it's because of the quantum realm.
That makes so much sense. I don't know how to put that together.
Because that shows... Hey, you know all this stuff that we've done? Like, this dude builds a suit of armor, and this guy gets a serum, and now he's Captain America. Like, that's
Doctor
all
Strange
pretty
stuff.
Straightforward. Yeah. Now we're kind of skirting into some weird cosmic stuff with Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm.
Which we need with Iron Fist to come in.
Yeah, but wait. Here comes Guardians of the Galaxy 2, where we're probably going to see some weird character like Adam Warlock or Starhawk or someone like that. And then we're getting into Thanos. Just describing whatever the Infinity Gauntlet can do, that's going to be wacky and weird and out there. And we've got Doctor Strange and Captain Marvel. Both of them are a little... Like, even though Captain Marvel is, like... Her power set is very easy to understand. Mm-hmm. The way she
the
gets
scope,
it, where it comes from, the scope, it, like, the epic grandness of who she is.
It's a lot bigger than we've experienced.
It's so much bigger than this dude was in a cave and built a suit of armor. So, the Quantum Realm is a really good... introduction. It's a good segue into doing this all new, all different Phase 3.
Yeah.
And the comic books are doing that too. So Phase 3 is doing that, and it's all new, it's all different, and the Quantum Realm is a good way to say, hey, here's some wacky crap coming at you guys.
And that makes me happy because I was afraid they were going to tailor Captain Marvel's story to make it more grounded and make it
now
more earthly.
Now they don't have to.
I love the idea of them keeping it as pure as they can to the comic form because I do like her Kree origins a lot.
Yeah, like if I can hear the phrase Psyche Magnetron thrown into an actual Marvel movie that makes like a few hundred million dollars.
It's a good day.
The geeks have won.
Yeah,
like,
oh, hard,
the geeks
man.
Have already won.
He's
but
been winning.
But
now we're
but
just like
if
bragging.
If you get a Kree warrior who sets off the Psyche Magnetron and gives Carol Danvers Captain Marvel powers, we're good.
We have Michael Douglas in an Ant-Man movie. We won, man.
We won.
Mikey D.
And he wants to do more.
With us.
Mikey D.
Mikey D.
Hashtag Mikey D.
He's going to kill me. If I run into Michael Douglas and he hears about that, I'm terrified.
What? How often do you run into Michael Douglas?
It's been a weird week.
You say that like you go and get coffee with him on Wednesdays. Like,
he tunes in every week. Like, he's actually a secret fan of the Marvel movie.
Colt
Bedeau
is actually Mikey D. on Twitter.
Colt Bedeau.
Sorry, Colt. Yeah, man. I know the truth.
Oh, Colt. I love Colt. Hey, Colt, what's up? So that's why... So the Quantum Realm, they're saying, is another dimension where time and space kind of are their own rules and everything else. So that's another... They're saying that that's where the other dimension, where like maybe that's the astral plane or something like that. Like, they're starting to throw those kind of theories out about Doctor Strange. And that's why some people are like, oh, that figure's Doctor Strange. Because that's maybe how Doctor Strange gets between dimensions or something like that. Because maybe it's not the microverse. It's a whole other dimension when you get down that small.
I also liked how they allowed that moment to be his, like, giant man. Like, when he went bigger, I was so... Because we discussed how we thought maybe it was either going to be last fight, post-credit scene. I was saying they're going to save for Civil War.
Yeah.
And I think they are. I think now that we've seen the option of growth, It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, and we've seen the vials in the background. I mean, there were enough clues that Giant Man's coming. So.
And my friend Anna got to talk about Spider-Man.
So cool. So cool.
Anna Khan, I got to say Spider-Man for the first time, or hint at Spider-Man for the first time.
The one who swings,
The one at the very end scene where she was like, the one who swings when it climbs walls. And I was like, ah!
Yes!
One last thing on Quantum Realm that I'm excited about. I saw a theory, I can't remember which website it was, but they were saying that maybe that's how they find Adam Warlock and the Soul Gem.
Interesting.
Is that the Soul Gem is actually an entrance into the Quantum Realm.
There's so many ways they can go.
It's way out there. Yeah. So the Quantum Realm is like a really cool...
Gateway.
Like, that's like a, and here's phase three.
Yeah.
And we end it with the Inhumans. Deal with it. Like, oh, Marvel. God bless you.
So exciting.
All right. So 10 minutes into the show. Now we're going to get to the news.
Important.
Very important. We're going to start with Fox. We've got Spider-Man news. Mm-hmm. Netflix. Lots of Netflix stuff came out this week. Got a little bit of more Doctor Strange stuff, but we're going to start with Fox, with Gambit. Channing Tatum supposedly leaving Gambit. It's not guaranteed. He has not officially pulled out, but as...
Bold picture choice, sir. Mm-hmm. Bold picture choice. Bold choices were made.
I know.
I'm proud.
That's Gambit.
I mean, hey.
Look, I mean, that is a charming dude.
That's Joe Majora art, right? I see Joe
You know what's funny? I have a cat at home named Hawkeye because he's cross-eyed and we're jerks. And he wears a bow tie. And that's what I thought of when I found that picture.
That's your cat spirit animal. That's my Channing Tatum is my cat spirit animal.
Now I know what your cat does in its free time.
Yep, he's Channing Tatum. But I was like, oh, Channing Tatum is just like my cat. He just wears bow ties. So,
the key house, strange place. Channing Tatum, just like my cat. Yeah. Brittany, our brave woman.
Anyway, one individual close to the project told The Wrap that... Tatum's reps are still trying to figure stuff out. I'm sure his agents are like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
But this source acknowledged that something is up. Those are the official words. Something is up.
Journalism, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. Something is up.
So for all we know, this is like some publicity kind of thing. Maybe Tatum's trying to pull like a fast one, like they're not giving him the money he thinks he deserves. No idea.
For some reason, not knowing C. Tate's that well, I don't feel like he'd pull that. Like, I don't think he would.
He seems like an awesome dude,
and he's been like in love with this character for so long. He was so enthusiastic,
and he was at Comic Con.
He's in deep research on it.
He did that whole picture thing with Stan Lee, like helped him off stage. Like,
he's the most adorable. And him and his wife at any party, if you ever run into them, are just the sweetest.
Oh, all the time. I run into them.
Yeah.
All the
dude,
time.
It's been a weird week when I'm with Michael Douglas. Mikey D's like, yo, C. Tate's, and I'm like, what are these names you guys got? I'm like, it's Hollywood.
Hollywood names.
No, but like, I just feel like he's a really good dude. Not knowing him, his ness in interviews seems to love the character too much for this to be like a cash grab.
I agree. It might be a creative decision kind of thing.
I think there's some strife going on at Fox. And again, this is complete speculation.
You mean
not...
Nathan Summers' clone?
Yeah,
strife?
Yeah. He's actually going in and screwing up the place.
Deep cuts.
Can we get strife in the next X-Men?
Oh, man.
X-Men?
That's what he's trying to play.
You know, I feel like, you know, Fox has this great thing going. They finally figured out X-Men. We're finally like really going hard with that. Deadpool, you know, off the chain.
That's coming up. We've got that in there.
And we'll address this a little bit later when we talk about Fantastic Four, but then you kind of got this other thing going on, and I feel like there might still be some hesitant reactions from maybe like agents or other people when it comes with dealing with Fox, because it seems like there might be several people trying to work on these different properties on an executive level that, depending on who you're dealing with, they might not be breaking down the way they want.
They don't really have a Feige.
They don't have a Feige, and that's the biggest Feige problem.
Edgar Wright happened, so it could just be a creative thing where he doesn't agree with how they change the character, because you know they write up until halfway through shooting. Yeah. So, like, who knows if they change something huge he doesn't agree with. I think it's more based on his love for Gambit than his love for money, because he's got that 22 jumps through money.
Yeah, and he's good.
And I feel like a lot of these actors who are coming into these roles that are fans of the characters are helping it to the purism.
Absolutely.
And I think that's fantastic. And I think, you know, I've been on board with Tatum for Gambit since the beginning.
What I've been surprised by is how many people are excited when they're saying he's stepping off. Have you noticed that?
Some people are like,
finally, Fox doing something right. But I'm like, what are you talking about? He's the most excited.
Yeah.
We need someone that cares, not someone that can do it.
People were so angry about Chris Evans as Captain America for a while, because they were like, oh, he's Canadian and he doesn't even care about comics. And he's come out and said, like, no, I really enjoy this. I'm having a lot of fun. I think when you get fans of the property, you know, again, Ryan Reynolds as mm-hmm. Deadpool, it's only going to be a better film. And
yeah.
maybe Tatum isn't your look for Gambit. Maybe it's not what you immediately see. God forbid actors grow hair and, you know, do you have makeup to make them look different? If he loves the character, that's going to show through and it's going to be a better film.
Yeah.
Chris Evans, we love you as Captain America. And I know you're from Boston. Those fans are silly.
I know.
Sorry, well, Chris. I know you're watching.
Yeah. Along with Michael
it's
Douglas.
A very big day
but do you
for
remember
us.
That? But do you,
F-42.
But do you remember how people were like, so he's mad. Canadian? I'm like, oh my
he's
God.
From the founding yeah. of America's city.
Yeah.
I'm from Boston, so I have a bias.
Well, let's jump over to X-Men Apocalypse, where we got, earlier this week we had a big set piece picture.
Yeah, literally.
It's so cool.
And I can't remember, what were the hashtags on it? I know one of them was like Back to the Future and not all greens. No, not yeah. Back to the Future. Indiana Jones. Mm-hmm. Raiders
yeah.
of the Lost Ark.
I think yeah, that's what it was.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. And not all green screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. I think that's awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Like,
I'm so excited.
They didn't film that in, like, a CGI temple and then just put all the CGI in
or
there.
Or shoot little miniatures. They went macro instead of micro.
Yeah, and I think that's really awesome.
And that's not Anubis, is it?
I think it's Set.
Yeah, I think
it's
Set,
because the snout is
different
curved.
from.
That's right. I looked it up.
Yeah.
I looked it all up. I did my research.
I used to be obsessed with Egyptian mythology when I was like 10. I even had a little hieroglyph like
that's
stamp
awesome.
Thing. I was
yeah.
really
I'm excited.
Cool
the scope
guys.
Of just that picture
yeah.
is
yeah.
very
it's
dude,
really cool.
Very
yeah.
The more that comes out from this, the more I'm excited. I know I didn't get to really be here for the whole like apocalypse unravel where people mm-hmm. are all like blah blah blah. He looks like the guy from Power Rangers.
Yeah, which thing. He does.
Yeah. Which, okay, he does. He totally does. And he's maybe not as, like, tall as I'd like. But that being said, I think the costume looks great. Mm-hmm. I think everything I keep seeing from this movie, I'm very excited about. I think, you know, this right here is honing in for me that, you know, Fox is putting some money behind this.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah.
Someone asked, mm-hmm. actually, what we thought about Singer saying they might be changing the look, so that ties in. Oh, it was Colt Bedeau. You're all over the show, man. I
hadn't heard that they were going to change the look. I know
all the
said...
HD photos that came out were of everything except Apocalypse. The HD photo they mm-hmm. released of Storm was him cropped out. So a lot of people are theorizing that means they're going to be changing it to enough of a point that they don't want those pictures to be like their official released photos.
And I think
But we've said that.
Yeah.
They're absolutely going to change the way he looks.
I just hope he's gray, man. I know it's a silly thing to be bothered by, but like that's such an iconic part of the character.
But he was gray at the end of Days of Future Past when they showed you know his young human, like not human, but the
right. He was
the
gray
boy
blue
self.
Lips,
yeah.
as he is. And it's a silly thing to be nitpicky over, but like there's I mean, that's a thing to me. It'd be cool if he was great.
And I think Fox doesn't want to be ridiculed. I think they're feeling the hurt from Fantastic Four. And I think to do this and to listen to the fans, one, shows that they're listening.
Yeah.
That they're like, oh, wait, we actually do care about these people.
Absolutely.
And two, like, have it look so much look like that Power Rangers dude.
Yeah, it's a weird move.
It's too much.
Yeah. So
too much.
I think it was on comicbook.com that they pointed out that the colors on Anubis are not the traditional colors.
Yeah,
notice that. The blue and silver and gold of Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So it's possible that this is like his temple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I imagine it has to be.
So,
that shows the scope of how big he can get or is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really exciting. So anyway, we've got another picture of Bryan Singer playing air guitar. In fact, he hashtagged it or he titled it on Instagram playing air guitar and then he hashtagged it Archangel. Which has made a lot of people wonder if he is holding like a giant spiky quill.
Yes, I think
from
he
one
is.
Of Archangel's wings, because it does kind of look like that.
Yeah.
So, that's it. If that is the case, that is exciting.
Yeah.
Because that was one of my things that I always loved about Archangel is that he could
just
unload like all of those
it was weaponized.
Knives. It was a weaponized wing, you know, and that was always really cool.
Well,
to
because
me,
as
so.
Angel, it's not like he had a whole lot of.
He had a bazooka.
You know,
It's true.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to pull
up
something.
An ant cannon.
I saw
what's that?
Today.
Wish he had an ant cannon.
We're never going to get an ant cannon. Dude.
I'm telling you, they do flashbacks to Hank Pym when he's in the 60s. That's how you bring an ant cannon.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that picture is beautiful.
I know.
Yeah.
Sorry, this one.
Oh, yeah.
The backs.
Yeah.
That
so perfect.
Concept design. We've got one more picture to show you. They actually released a few more pictures, but we didn't really feel like we could run through all of them.
So we
chose our favorite one, and it shows that is like I think a really good solid look at a young Scott and a young Jean.
Mm-hmm. It really
his
is
jacket's
like
great.
He even just like I know it's just like a frame, but just like his little attitude,
yeah,
it just
I love
is
his
coming
little
through.
Swag.
And I'm still okay.
It's a good way to put it.
It does.
Sorry, keep going.
No, I love Sophie Turner. I adore her. I'm still not sold 100% on her as the Jean Grey that I know, because she's almost a little too innocent. I think she's going to be great. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm excited to see her portrayal, but it's hard to look at Ty as Scott and being so Scott.
Yeah, I totally agree. Exactly. Yeah. I see him completely as Scott. I don't completely see her as Jean, but I'm excited to see what she presents.
Yeah.
Because that was the only casting I wasn't like, woo! But, I mean, I'm neutral. Mm-hmm. It's not a negative in any way. It's just, I'm most curious about what she presents because of my neutral expectations.
Yeah.
I will say that, I'm exceptionally excited for Sophie Turner. I think she's an amazing actress.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
Just seeing her on Game of Thrones and what she can do and the range that she has there. Like, I think she's, like, I think all the pictures that we've seen of her have been her playing an innocent and sweet.
Makes sense for the first. She was Marvel Girl back then.
She was Marvel Girl. That, exactly. Yeah. I think by the end of this and going into any future movies, she's going to become more and more corruptible.
Well, you need her to be innocent for the Phoenix to matter.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I think that's what they're playing at right there. Like, that is... That's Marvel Girl.
But
yeah.
Saoirse Ronan, man. Saoirse Ronan was so close, and she's so that to me. Like, she's so innocent, but she's also terrifying. Like, she has a nest that's just so, like, visceral and animalistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would have been cool. But, I mean, hey, give her a chance.
No, and what I'm most excited, because having seen some of Sophie's, especially last season of Game of Thrones, when she can go dark and manipulative, watching her become Phoenix in this is going to be the most exciting. And especially as the actress Sophie herself grows and ages, I think it's gonna work really well.
If we even see her become Phoenix, which
we
will. I think we probably... A couple movies in.
Come on, give us this, Fox. We need that redo.
Yeah, please.
Give us that right. And Ty Sheridan, man, he is such a good actor. Like, in
What has he been in?
He was in Mud. He was in... Man, I should look that up. But I've seen him in like five things, but like Mud's my favorite. He's incredible in Mud.
Yeah. Well, let's leave the X-Men Apocalypse team behind to jump over to Fantastic Four real quick, where we're not doing a Deadpool just yet. Fantastic Four, this has me very nervous. This is the first thing that's happened where I'm like, oh no. Oh no.
This might get to be my, like, I told you so.
Oh no!
I mean, I had like 1 week where the second or third trailer was like
the second trailer was really good,
and then every single other thing has looked awful to me.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when they're like, "Hey, you can't tell everybody how awful it was," I'm kind of like, "Well,
yeah." So the news is out of Kyle Buchanan, who's senior editor at New York Magazine and Vulture, that the Fantastic Four embargo lifts 4 p.m. the day before the movie comes out, and that's for online print embargo And that's for online. Print embargo lifts the day of release.
That's insane.
I'm used to a week.
And what that means, the embargo is on reviews. Like,
you can't say,
the press, like, Fox has told people you're not allowed to put out your review of our movie until the day before.
What do we think the over-under on Rotten Tomatoes is going to be? I'm saying...
On what?
The over-under on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm saying 23% to 29%. I'm saying in the 20s.
I'm saying 13%.
You're saying 13? Wow.
I'm going to give it a little bit more faith and say it's going to be like late 30s, early 40s.
Okay. So it's going to be rotten.
It's still going to be rotten.
So about the time it's aged out of Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is a really...
So
that's bad news.
Yeah.
That is really bad news.
Yeah. To give some context to everyone out there. So we, all three of us, do a lot of movie reviews, and the most I've ever gotten an embargo is a week before release. And that was Mad Max.
And that's even like,
and that's
kind of a,
yeah. And I think in for Mad Max, it wasn't because they were worried it was so bad. They were just trying to build up hype.
Yeah. That was
but
awesome.
This is not one of those cases where they're trying to build up hype.
The hype is already there.
There's no way to have hype if you're like, don't tell anyone.
And they've been so secretive from the get go about this, they're either going to completely blow our minds with the best Fantastic Four comic book movie we've ever seen, because they want to keep it under so wraps.
I am dying for that to be the case.
Yeah.
I want that to be the case.
Yeah, I'd love to be
so
blown
bad.
Away.
But this sounds like a nervous move when you can't trust the media.
The masses.
Trust the media.
Yeah, like I'm reading the tea leaves here.
Yeah.
And it's more portents of doom than...
Yeah. I really wouldn't be wrong though, man. I'd love to have like an amazing Fox second. Like, I'd love for Fox to have two great Enterprises instead of just X-Men.
And this is coming out soon, and I don't even know.
August 7th.
I don't even know anyone who's seen a screening yet.
What? I didn't know it was that soon.
Yeah, Friday, dude.
And because do you guys know anyone who's seen the screenings
Not
yet?
A single
Either
person.
Have I.
I don't even know if they've had them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if they actually are then, because I feel like that'd be a thing we've heard about.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope Tom Cruise just crushes it. I hope week two of Mission Impossible is still like owning.
I don't want Fantastic Four to die. I want Fantastic Four to do really well.
Awesome is
I want Tom Cruise to
Come
succeed.
On.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily bad at Fan Four. I'm just saying Tom Cruise, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Very
we
well.
We forgive
well,
you for your Scientology for these good movies.
Mission Impossible looks so good.
Yeah.
Let's wash the Fantastic Four out of our
with good
out of
Fox.
Our system with good, more good Fox with Deadpool picks. We got some new Deadpool picks, and I put these in just for Coy.
I mean,
aww.
Every frame, man, every single just thing looks like that. So, like, it's Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool.
So we've got Wade Wilson and Vanessa Carlisle, and then we've got Deadpool with Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
So good.
And I can't remember the exact phrasing that the article had. I can't remember. I think it was Empire Online that released these. They quoted Negasonic as a cult hero to be.
Can we also just address how perfectly new X-Men?
Oh yeah, that
her
suit
is.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Like when we talked about the X-Men donning the leather suits in the original movies, this is what they should have been because they're following the new X-Men look, which is a lot of black leather and yellow detailing, and they were fantastic.
You're talking about the Grant Morrison,
the Grant Morrison run, and Negasonic has that look down
perfect, and like next to Deadpool, it's even cooler because it's just like that little flash of yellow, like that '90s like leather jacket, like that Matrix duster she's wearing, like it's so. Perfect.
And
it's
more girls with shaved heads in Hollywood. Yes, please.
Yeah. I mean, she looks awesome.
She looks fantastic. So cool.
I also love how like small she is, but like you
I
can
know.
Tell that she can whoop.
Oh,
Deadpool.
I wouldn't screw her.
Like, she just has that presence to
she
her.
She does. Yeah.
And that's amazing because we didn't know anything about this actress. Like, we didn't know a lot of her work, but like every frame we've seen, not even moving, it's just like, oh, this girl. Like, that's amazing. She has that kind of presence.
Yeah. And I mean, she's a psychic. She's a telepath. So that's just another way for them to break the fourth wall.
So
yeah.
much fun. I really hope
putting
this
a telepath with Deadpool. Genius.
It's going to be such a
way. This is like not something I would have ever expected, and they did, and it's awesome.
Yeah, Fox really went for it, man. They went all the way.
They really did.
Like, if it's any... I feel the opposite way about this as Fantastic Four. Every time there's a Fantastic Four trailer, the more they show, the more I'm like, oh, what have they done? This is released frames, still frames. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, what have they done?
Yeah.
Like, and then the trailer comes out, what, August 4th?
Well, so one of our fans, I think I tweeted it or sent it to you earlier.
You did, let me.
One of our fans sent us a preview of
Conan
O'Brien show, Team Coco or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Reynolds is...
Snyder.
Thank you.
What's his name?
Grant Snyder.
Grant Snyder!
Good eyes, Grant.
Shout out.
MK Songbird. Oh, he left a review on iTunes this week, too. We'll get there. Thanks, Grant.
Sorry, coughing. But apparently, Ryan Reynolds will be on the show when? August 4th?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And he's bringing a Red Band trailer?
Yeah. And then Conan. What better place than Conan?
Like, I know.
That's the network for Deadpool, man. Yeah. Like, that's so perfect.
So hopefully next week we will be getting a Red Band and probably a Green Band trailer for Deadpool. So, and then everyone can see what we got to see at Comic-Con, which will be exciting.
Yay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's leave Fox behind and go over to Marvel unless there's anything else.
Didn't address this photo.
Oh, no, that's right. We've got one more picture.
Oh, that's the one, man.
With the katanas pulled.
It also looks like the video game so much, which is so cool. It ties into all the different worlds and realms of Deadpool.
I have one request. Somebody get me in touch with this costume designer. Let me see this in person because this is all I've ever wanted out of, like, the next level cosplay. I want to make the Jean Grey version of this suit.
It's
so
good.
I want those materials.
It's a beautiful... And, like, the fact that they cried when they saw it...
Yeah, it's so...
Just says world about what they've done with this film.
And it looks so... It's so real. Everything's
if
so... It's a real
one that watches our show has any connections to any single person on Deadpool... Get them on the show.
Yeah.
Please, costume, like Ryan.
Extra.
Yeah, I just want to hear about what it looked like moving.
Someone in Vancouver.
Someone in Vancouver that was in the window of that building in the background that saw that dot of red, tell me. I must know.
All right, can we please go to Marvel now?
Yeah,
please. It's time. So, Doctor Strange news.
I see where we are now.
That's my little happy song.
Is that Doctor Strange's theme?
That's his song.
Benedict with the banjo is the whole movie. Weird.
He looks like an otter.
He's strong like this. Like he's got like.
is he breaking clams against his tummy? What is he doing?
He's got great abs.
Okay. Just a couple of quick things on Doctor Strange. Tilda Swinton, talking about the Ancient One this week, said she doesn't know if she will play the part as a man or a woman, which is interesting.
Or both. She could just do both.
I will again say I think they will probably make her the primary manifestation of the Ancient One, but I really think they'll probably have a two or three other actors come in and kind of like have different emanations, because they're making the Ancient One a little bit more of a spiritual being than a physical presence on Earth that is then like kind of put up into the sky.
Can't like remember the like the way that the Avatar can talk to his past avatars and they look different because they're different people.
Sure,
because maybe the, maybe the Ancient like this, One just manifests in different
that
like,
is true.
People throughout
that
the
is
years.
True. I think they're looking at it as more of like a Lord of Shambhala or a Vishanti.
Sorry, that makes more sense. I like
a godlike character.
I'd love to see her do like Kate Blanchett in I'm Still Here. I'm Not There.
Yeah, the Bob Dylan.
I'm Not There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Bob Dylan. She was amazing as Bob Dylan. Like she was one of the best Bob Dylans. And then had a Christian Bale and Heath Ledger in it.
But even just taking Tilda Swinton when she gender swaps, like in Orlando, she's fantastic. Like she can play the same character and go from male to female without there being
any
sort of
fascinating. That'd be so cool.
And I would love her to play it as a man, because then it would be like seeing David Bowie, the Ancient One.
That'd be amazing.
And then we can all remember how amazing Labyrinth was.
Mm.
And just Bowie in general.
Yeah.
More Bowie
just
all the
Bowie.
Time. Prestige Bowie.
And then have the Ancient One play like Spiders on Mars or something like that.
That'd be great.
Tesla's
actually,
here.
Can Marvel, can you just get David Bowie in
just
thing,
what could David Bowie be?
Oh my God.
Audience, fantastic.
Okay, that could be our question for next week.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Audience, who should David Bowie play?
Yeah.
In a Marvel film.
In a Marvel film.
Besides Ben Foster.
So leaving that before... David Bowie should play Ben Foster.
You don't know how my mind works. It's a weird place.
Michael Douglas is there.
Sure.
Rachel McAdams confirms that she's in rumored talks. She has confirmed that she's in talks with Marvel.
She
but
talked
nothing...
to someone at Marvel about like a coffee order or maybe a dress she bought.
So the direct quote from her was, "It's still super early days and I don't know where that's going to go, if it's going to go anywhere at all." So that's all we've got.
Yeah.
But... it is no longer a rumor that she's talking to them. It is now confirmed that she's talking to them.
Did you get the rest of the quote?
That's all I've got.
I read a longer quote, and I didn't know this about her. She is like a comic fan and was trying to get another comic, like an indie comic, published.
I didn't know that.
And was trying to get an indie comic movie made using her like star power, and was like very positive about the comic movement and was saying like indie comics.
That's awesome.
And it was a really cool... I'll try to find it for next week. Or I'll post it on her Facebook. But she like was... I didn't know she was a comic fan. And it was
really
cool to hear that she is like all about this world.
Good. She can also star in anything Image.
Yeah, she's...
She's even prettier now.
Yeah,
knowing that she's a comic book fan.
But like Mean Girls, I was like, this girl's gorgeous. And then like True Detective, her is even hotter. Mm-hmm. And like Southpaw, her, my God.
Yeah.
Southpaw, see it. She was
incredible. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
is it good?
I've seen it twice. I've been working out like 2 days because of Southpaw. That movie's just so inspiring.
He's so
crazy. I cried three times and then went to the gym. It was a very weird day.
It was Michael Douglas at the gym?
Michael Douglas was there and the movie. That's where
I might be. So moving along, kind of in the same vein as Rachel McAdams, is that it's possible that Night Nurse is coming to the MCU based on a quote at the Television Critics Association made by Stephen DeKnight, who was the showrunner on Daredevil. Mm-hmm. They asked him why they chose Claire Temple and not Linda Carter. Linda Carter's more traditionally the Night Nurse that's in Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
This is Night Nurse in The Oath, The Oath, Doctor Strange, written by Brian K. Vaughan. They asked him that, and he said the feature site had plans for her down the road, so that was the only time we ran into a conflict, so we just used another name, that being Claire Temple.
Very cool.
Claire Temple, by the way, is the ex-wife of Bill Foster, who was Goliath, who died in Civil War, I want to say, by Android Thor, by Clone Thor.
Oh, right, Clone Thor.
That was a whole weird thing. But she was also a romantic interest for Luke Cage, so we might see that later on the road. Linda Carter is the Night Nurse, and like I said, Daredevil and Doctor Strange, The Oath. So it's possible that maybe Rachel McAdams is playing Night Nurse and Doctor Strange, because it would actually make sense to have her in Doctor Strange, since he's had one of his biggest... like more contemporary stories has been with her.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Hopefully that we still keep Rosario Dawson around though.
I think we would. They ever called her Night Nurse, and since they never, there's no conflict that way, which is great.
Exactly. She's taken the role of the Night Nurse.
It's not like the
name.
Grant Gustin, Ezra Miller thing. It's like there's two different character names, not like...
But though it could also be an interesting way for Marvel to showcase that sometimes there are people who take on the same moniker with different, you know,
a sort of legacy name.
Exactly. Yeah. So that would be an interesting way. Or there's a legion of night nurses. It's like
they're unionized.
Yeah.
You got to take care of Daredevil Night. Yeah, it's my shift. Got to stitch up Matt again. He never sees what I'm doing, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Doesn't matter. So that's it for Marvel. See, we're done. I could have talked all day about Doctor Strange, and I limited it to like 6 minutes. So
it's all exciting. Nurse McGowan is great. She's super talented, and I'd love her involved in that project.
Oh yeah, and I think she would be a great Night Nurse.
Yeah.
So, but I also think she would be a great Clea. And if we're being honest, if I don't get Clea in a Doctor Strange movie, I'm gonna flip some tables.
She'd be an interesting Miss Marvel.
She would be.
Mm. She's the right age in how I perceive Miss Marvel. She's got the strength. She has the presence. She can definitely act. She has the face.
Wow.
Just saying.
No, you're right. She would be a great.
She'd be a really good one. If not Emily Blunt, who is my go-to.
Yeah, that's kind
of
my fan.
Edge of Tomorrow's Emily Blunt was Captain Marvel.
I
know.
Yeah, she really absolutely was.
Miss Marvel. Yeah, she was. It was
Captain
incredible.
Marvel?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Stop it.
Don't regress
Shazam.
Us.
Mr. Marvel. No, that's wrong. So let's jump over to Sony real quick, where we got confirmation that the two writers for Vacation are now the writers for Spider-Man. Those names are John Francis Daly and Jonathan M. Goldstein.
John.
The Johns.
Daily Gold. So they're the writers. There's a lot of quotes that they've had about the film and the process of being hired. I went through and chose a couple just because I feel like that would give us
the tone of
sort
what
of a tone and like a little bit of a direction of what to expect. One of the things they said is that it's a long journey. You don't want him to become someone capable of saving the world by the second act. There were a couple other quotes where they talked about how and the other Spider-Mans, they learn how to save the world in a montage.
Right.
They're going to do the exact opposite here.
Where and they keep talking about staying in high school. Yeah.
Yeah. By the third movie, maybe he'll have some semblance of how to save the world.
And that's cool because the comics are very much in that like way. Yeah. Like Spider-Man, we didn't become an Avenger until like the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. For years, he was the guy like trying to deal with like his own problems and the one villain. That's why the Sinister Six was so cool. If you put the Sinister Six, which they were trying to do, in the Amazing Spider-Man universe, it'd be like, well, he can handle himself because that's all he does is handle himself. Like, it wouldn't be nearly as exciting.
Yeah.
Which is why they had all those weird drama subplots that weren't necessary.
Yeah.
Like, I think the problem with the tone of The Amazing Spider-Man wasn't with Andrew Garfield or Mark Webb. It was with the writers making him too powerful. So making him a little underpowered in the beginning with his origin to be exciting.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of origin, they're actually not going to do the origin story.
Which is awesome.
He said, I don't think the origin story is going to be in there. This is what John Daly said. I don't think the origin story is going to be in there. And I also don't think we're going... And I also think we're going to avoid the emo dance from Spider-Man 3 as much as
I
loved
you.
It.
Respect,
we appreciate
man.
That.
That's fantastic.
So he'll already have spider powers when he's introduced.
Yes.
That would be awesome. Thank
I learned
you.
Today that the first Spider-Man, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man, they couldn't get the CGI to look well enough for the spiders, so they actually hired a bunch of spiders, and they had spider auditions for Sam Raimi, wherein he watched different spiders crawl around, picking his favorite spider, and then the spider they chose was near a Black Widow, so they were a little worried about what it was. So they got a different spider, anesthetized it, and then painted it. So the spider we see in the movie is a painted like an Easter egg spider that had auditioned for Sam Raimi.
Wow.
Okay, then.
2002 is a weird year.
Wow.
That's a thing that happened.
Crazy? What was Michael Douglas doing in 2002?
Debating Wall Street 2, and he chose wrong.
Were any of those spiders harmed, though?
I think they were off fine. They auditioned. I'm sure they were taken care of.
Yeah. They're all living in a nursing home.
You know, it's really sad.
Those spiders
probably got paid more to be in that film.
That's a good point. But isn't that a crazy thing? They paid for the spider?
That's insane. Goldstein also said about his journey, the main difference, I think, is that the tone will be really grounded about a real kid who gets these powers and what that means to be a geeky outcast kid and how he deals with them.
Cute.
So going along with it's a long journey.
Yeah.
They're going to spend a lot of time with him in high school where he's kind of alienated now because he's got these weird powers and he doesn't know how to deal with other people now.
Well, in the 60s,
so
he was
more
like
of an outcast.
Leper. Like he was the kid that couldn't handle himself.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool to see done right because they kind of did it right with Toby. Like it had its merits, but I'm excited to see like a full geek.
Because he was, you know, he's kind of the kid who gets picked on. He has a couple friends. He actually ends up having some surprisingly cool friends in high school.
He's the coolest, but then it takes a while and a lot of sweater vests.
And the stuff with like him and Mary Jane, one of the things I always liked is that, you know, here's the geeky kid getting the hot girlfriend, but it took time.
He went through a lot of other bad relationships first and a lot of this like squirreliness. Well, it wasn't until Ditko left and John Romita Sr. came on, and John Romita Sr. kind of made him like this heartthrob character, but he kept the heart of him being a nerd. So it was like he came out of a cocoon and became like the dreamy one, and it was a really interesting transition from like issued like late 20s to early 30s when they switched. But it'd be cool to see the movies do that transition going from Ditko to like Romita's era.
Yeah.
I feel like it would speak to so many people from our generation, because I mean I feel like in many ways the Peter Parker in the female form, like I was super awkward, nerdy, like didn't know how to brush my hair or like put on makeup, and like was kind of overlooked mm-hmm. for a long time, and then like I kind of started put a little bit of effort into myself and confidence, really.
Got to be
it was
a swan,
confidence.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and I think there's still merit to that story.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
yeah.
it's awesome. So yeah.
So we'll leave Spider-Man behind
that.
On this quote.
Bye, Spidey.
We want to sort of tell that story, and the fact that getting powers and becoming Spider-Man doesn't solve your problems, because he has to keep it a secret from everyone, so it just makes everything worse for him.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they're taking kind of like an absolute opposite tactic to mm-hmm. telling his story than the other two franchises
have. Yeah, it's
have.
Great. Because he always missed like social events. He always missed dates. Like, he
yeah.
never make it to a date because yeah. he was saving somebody. That's what they need to show. That's
yeah.
That's really exciting.
And, like, he's probably going to keep it a secret from MJ and from Gwen Stacy.
He should
like,
for a while.
Like, he... Yeah. I would love to see him go an entire film without them
I really
knowing.
Hope yeah. they need
you
to
know?
Do that. Because
mm-hmm.
MJ
so.
Finds out by, like, seeing him crawl in a window. Like,
yeah.
she doesn't
yeah.
find... But Spider-Sense doesn't go off because she's awesome. Like, that's such
yeah.
a cool
mm-hmm.
dynamic they've
yeah.
never done right.
Yeah, so... Anyway, let's jump to Netflix, where we've got a lot of really cool, fun
yeah.
little things to talk
yeah.
about. Like we said earlier, there was the Television Critics Association on Tuesday, where Netflix gave some presentations about mm-hmm. everything that's coming up and everything that's come before. One of the things that was said was Netflix's chief content officer, Ted Sarandos, opened up their presentation by saying they were going to get a new series every 6 months
mm.
and they're calling it
awesome.
The Defenders series. So he referred to it as,
so
we're going to get a new Defender series every 6 months. So we had Daredevil in April.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
By that metric, we should expect Jessica Jones in October.
Yep.
And then Daredevil season 2 sometime
March, April.
Cool.
And then Luke Cage.
Next October.
Yeah. Next October. So
that's so cool. And then Iron Fist conceptually.
Yeah.
Iron Fist conceptually,
March,
though,
April.
he did say they're actually planning, there may be like a Daredevil season 3
in between
after Luke Cage, or there might mm-hmm. be like a Jessica Jones season yeah. 2.
As if
or,
like the Daredevil one is the tying everything together.
Yeah,
yeah, that's great. That. Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it may be a couple more years before we get Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
I also, like we talked about last week, I think they're still trying to figure out how to do Iron Fist.
Right. And I think Bernthal's contract is for an independent Punisher show as well. Like a solo.
That's a good...
Oh, is that a segue?
That's a good segue.
My word.
You didn't mean to make. Where we could be getting a Punisher series... the same guy, Ted Sarandos, their chief content officer, said it's possible for sure that he could get his own series. That's the beauty of the Marvel Universe.
Right.
He didn't
yeah.
say 100% certain, but
see how it goes.
Apparently
yeah.
the contract is there. It's in
it's
place.
Awesome.
We could get a spinoff depending on how well Punisher does in season 2.
It's a shame
yeah.
DeKnight left, because he loves Punisher. Like
yeah.
he's so mm-hmm. vocal about his love for Punisher. He's on the Transformers writer's room. Do you know that's why he left? For Transformers?
Yeah.
That hurts.
Hurts.
Michael Bay won.
But he was already under contract to do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so he
was
had
he?
To.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't choose it.
Against
he
you,
was
man.
Under contract. But Stephen Knight did say at that same conference that Punisher that we're getting is the most Marvel one yet.
Yeah.
Primarily because Marvel's in control of the property.
Right.
Yeah.
So
and it sounds like Spider-Man too. Like that's Marvel
yeah.
having these things is so
they're,
exciting.
They're going nuts.
Though you know, the thing that they're doing with Punisher, which I read from the same TCA panel, was that they're doing not an R-rated Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go like to see, you know, him like slam someone's face in a
yeah,
door
it's
and
not
like
Warzone.
Yeah, it's not yeah, exactly. It's not Warzone. We're going to get, you know, some of that stuff off-screen, so he'll still be a BA, but he's mm-hmm. not going to be like
well, Daredevil
be
handled
violent.
That so well.
Yeah.
With that PG-16
yeah.
thing they rave
and
about.
I think,
like it's so perfect.
I think that's great because I don't think everything needs to be R-rated. Don't get me wrong, I love violence. I watch a lot of like
oh, man.
Real, like faces.
I've
yeah.
seen you punch a dude.
I know,
you
right?
Love it.
Just
but I
just laughed and walked away.
I'm super excited that Deadpool's R, but I feel
yeah.
like Marvel keeping this in that PG-16 realm,
oh, yeah.
it's going to be...
Well, Deadpool's different R.
Yeah.
Like Deadpool
it
as
is.
Part of his makeup, and it could be part of Punisher's makeup, but doesn't have to be like
yeah.
the way they shot Daredevil was practically R, but it's a great way
yeah.
to
yeah
and he can still have 1,000 guns, you know.
Oh, yeah.
mm-hmm. And he will.
We just don't yeah everyone's face
yeah.
is gonna get blown off. I'm excited though.
So moving over to Jessica
yes.
Jones real quick, let's actually talk about this real quick while this
yeah.
is still up there. Daredevil season 2, you know how they've been doing all of these the Electra with the size in the door and the wall
yeah.
and then
yeah.
they had the Punisher where he like the bullet holes were in Daredevil. This is Gladiator.
It's so cool.
Yeah,
it's,
like,
it's
so the buzzsaws, awesome.
Which makes me think, like, are they going to actually do
I hope he's
the buzzsaw suit?
That'd be so cool.
Oh my God.
That'd be so cool.
Oh my God. I would love to see that.
I mean, why
MP
else
stands
they?
For Meredith Placo, it but does. It also stands for Melvin Potter.
Well, I'm actually going to be there. They're recasting The Gladiator. They're going to do a female version.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
have you tried on the suit with the saws
it's
yet?
It's fantastic.
Is it great?
Yeah.
I'm so excited
just
for
like
the saws.
Just like a snidely whiplash.
I just can't take
it. Yeah,
I can't take how excited I am for these stupid saws.
I wonder if they're going to change the Daredevil suit at all from because between like the last episode of season one and where they go, I'm really curious.
Probably
how
so.
They
yeah,
evolve.
I think
probably
I think we're gonna get like
evolve a little
bit. I think they're gonna go a little bit more. I feel Deadpool is kind of setting a tone now,
yeah,
and
you
I think
be like full comic.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna get like that full red suit.
Yeah,
and it's gonna look
I'd love
really.
That.
It's not gonna look like the film. I think it's gonna look a little bit more fun.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I actually that's my favorite part of the film was the
it's
suit.
Just, oh, I love the suit too.
The Daredevil suit,
but
the Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah. But they're going to have to change up the suit because they don't
you
want...
You can't look just like that.
Yeah.
But Affleck's suit's one of the best things
so
about
good.
That movie.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah. Jessica Jones will be even more damaged than in the comics. One of the showrunners said, that's the beauty of working with Netflix. It's 13 episodes. There's no pilot and no getting feedback, reaction, or ratings. You're in this bubble. So what's the story you want to tell? Where do you want to go with the character? And that's where they're going with it. It's going to be even darker.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Dark in the comics.
13-hour movie of darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be interesting. Mm-hmm. That should be
October's going to be here before we know it, man.
Yeah. I can't wait for it. So let's jump over to television real quick with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the Secret Warriors thing still going on. Mm-hmm. We've got some behind the scenes set picks that I wanted to show real quick. So I don't know if you guys have seen the
Agents
season
of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
finale, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
What is television?
You guys are jerks. We do a Marvel show.
We do a Marvel
movie news.
Oh, does it say Marvel television news?
Then we shouldn't talk about Netflix, I guess. Should I just take that out of there? Should I just stop doing Netflix on TV?
Well played, sir.
I will
Thank
watch,
you,
well played. I will Thank watch you. It when it is available
I, actually,
on Netflix.
I just called Netflix. Netflix is a movie-based medium, and it's a 13-hour film in my mind.
Yeah.
Oh,
semantics.
Well, then this is a 22-hour
film. Does that
film.
Air? No, Netflix doesn't air. It streams, and it's in one chunk.
Oh, my God.
This airs.
Get out.
A la
Get
television.
Out. Get out. Get out.
I promised everyone I'd watch it before the next season aired September 12th.
Same.
I will do that. I just am enjoying the sass while I have it.
Oh, my God.
No. Wait, but here's the thing. We'll watch it, and then we can criticize it even more because people will
be
yell
so
at us.
They'll just be like, then now they hate it for a reason? They have ground to stand on? Fools.
The fools.
I'm going to try. I'm going to be open-minded. I'm really excited to find... I want to find a new Marvel thing to enjoy. That's not a thing.
I will say that Jack Conway a few weeks ago described it perfectly, where it's like it's his daughter, and she's on stage at a talent show, and he knows that she can't play violin really well, but he's going to
applaud
the hell
out of
her.
And I'm
going to
watch it all. I'm not going to skip around. I'm going to watch it all, and I'm going to try. I promise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, I'll watch it now more because of the Inhuman stuff. I'll be very honest.
I will probably take a shot every Dutch angle, and I might enjoy it more because every trailer I've seen is Dutch-tastic. But we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Thursdays might be rough for me.
Okay. All right. We'll let you tell us about the news.
So, it's a bit of a spoiler. So I'm not gonna. I don't want to spoil the show for you. But I do think that if you've seen the show, this is the exact same green door that's outside of that weird monolith thing where that one thing happens in the very, very last shot of...
Yes, this. Of course.
I'm saying it for the fans that have watched. That's the green door, and I think that the agents have discovered something. So that's what that is. And that was as spoiler-free as I could make it.
Is Lucy Lawless coming back?
Not yet.
Okay. I'll watch it definitely if she comes back.
Okay.
I like that episode.
And can we go to the next... So what we're seeing here is a picture of Jed Whedon with the director, and they're looking at a crate that is smoking, and I think that that's probably like Terrigen Mist.
Also looks like his tooth hurts.
The director? Yeah, the director. Yeah.
And I'm like, I know how you feel, bro. I'm in that pain now.
I'm trying to describe the pictures for our iTunes listeners. Joss Whedon's
brother.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the showrunner. He's the showrunner.
I did not know that until
this
moment.
He and his wife, Marissa Tancheron, I believe.
I knew Joss was involved. I didn't know Jed was.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Joss helped develop the show, and then his brother Jed and wife Marissa took over. Yeah.
So, do you think, really, Terrigen Mist out of a crate?
It may be not coming out of the crate, but like I think that since they're dealing with Inhumans and they're trying to track down new Inhumans to put onto a Secret Warriors team. There's also the Inhuman Lash, who in Charles Soule's current series, Lash, is like at war with all the new Inhumans who are unworthy of the gift. So that means that new Inhumans are popping up all over the place, and I think that there's a possibility that that is a mist.
That's cool.
Yeah. It could also just be like a superpowered Inhuman. I don't know.
Or smoke.
Or just a cigarette that was in an ashtray, and the two guys are like, how do we put this out so we can shoot? Maybe it's not a part of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've in hair news... Jerks last week making fun of me.
Oh, hair news.
Hair news.
How cute is that?
We've got Chloe Bennett's new haircut as Daisy Johnson. I will say... I'm a little disappointed it's not as short as Quake's.
Yeah.
But
the hairdresser in the back is very excited for hair news.
She is. And it looked like the hairdresser in the back is really funny. She's got like this really funny kind of look on her face. Like, I'm going to cut your hair.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it, bitch.
I think so. It's really interesting because it does age her up.
It does.
It does.
It definitely does. In a good way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's looking a little.
There's a little bit of a Maria Hill kind of
there
look
is.
To it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I like that.
And lastly, on television, the Dub Smash War. Continues.
Yes. It's the best thing
seen
to come
it since
out
Chris Evans's.
Okay.
So here's what happened this week. A couple of days ago, Chloe Bennett and Clark Gregg posted another Dub Smash video challenging Agent Carter team to a Dub Smash war, and they're going to have. I don't know if the fans are going to participate or if they're going to vote, but it's all going to like all the proceeds from the whole thing are going to go to charity.
That's so cool.
I know.
So it says at the very, very bottom. So we're showing a picture of the video. If you've seen the video, and it said the sign says, "You are challenged 3-round Dub Smash War death match for charity. Let the fans decide. Details to follow."
That's okay. Now I'm definitely watching the show. Yeah. That's the coolest thing.
That is.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Sold. I mean, they're having so much fun with it.
I mean, look at Clark Gregg as
Agent Carter. It's amazing.
Yeah. I love this.
And, like, he's crying at the end. Yeah. Like, and the song is It Should Have Been Me.
That Chris Evans, like, pop-up, man. That was that was fantastic.
This starts with Clark Gregg holding up an iPad that shows Chris Evans kissing Agent Carter. And then he drops it.
God.
And it's him, like, with mascara running down his mouth, crying. Chloe Bennett throws some ice cream into his mouth.
That's amazing.
It's on.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So be sure to watch that. And it all goes to charity. So it's a good thing.
So cool.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to go to our Wizard World question of the week. I completely, and this is on me.
Mm-hmm.
I have to apologize. I completely forgot to put up our poll for the question of the week for the Wizard World. So I will put that up today right after the show. And then you guys can vote. In the meantime, we also have the one that we had earlier, that who should David Bowie play in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We'll also put that up. That's just for fun. The other one is for two tickets to any Wizard World in America in 2015. So if you can get there, we can get you in the door.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to do shout-outs first, or do we want to do 5 stars?
Well, we also have a couple questions.
We have
a couple.
Yeah, that would be great.
Let's do it.
So apparently there's been some Spider-Man leak costumes going around on the internet. Did you guys see? Yeah, there's this one that looks more like a Miles Morales kind of hoodie type thing. But there is also, like, one of the news sites that I follow, and I love all of you comic book news sites, but one of you put up a link to a possible Spider-Man, you know, Twitter thing that's like, oh, is this one of the directors?
Oh, the Russo Brothers thing?
That's fake.
James Gunn debunked it.
And people were putting around, like, that suit, and I'm like, it's not real. I don't really feel this also doesn't really look like concept art.
So I think one of our fans tweeted something at us that was a description on...
The description,
And the description from the supposed costume designer described it like a hoodie, and he was wearing pants and stuff. So I think this is probably like
fan
a fan-generated DeviantArt kind of thing. I don't think that's legitimate costume design.
I think what we'll...
I haven't seen it, so I can't really speak to it, but...
What I think we'll probably see in something similar to the original Spider-Man film is that he's probably going to go through a couple changes till we get to see the iconic suit that we know. And if you're just a kid in high school that you live with your aunt, you're not going to have access to really cool superhero technology right away.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that he'd have some sort of, you know, put together mismatched costume. Will it necessarily be a hoodie and baggy pants? For someone who's swinging from webs and crawling buildings.
I feel like I think, a hoodie wouldn't be really conducive to.
I think
Scarlet Spider did it, but that was the 90s.
Yeah. I just don't feel
you'd
like...
get away with it in the 90s.
90s are a different time.
I mean, from my standpoint as a costumer, I don't think it would make a lot of sense. And I personally wouldn't like to see it as my thoughts. Is it? And is it real? I think that's fan art that we're seeing.
I really think that's fan art.
Yeah.
It doesn't... I mean, it looks cool from what
art.
I saw.
Mm-hmm.
It's good art. It's good art. It's also a really good artist.
The Iron Spider rumor. Have you heard about that?
The Iron Spider was the same rumor.
As part
that
of
was,
the hoodie?
Was part of the hoodie thing, yeah.
Which is interesting. But
well, and along with that rumor, it was also that Tony Stark is the one who develops the
web shooters. Which I would not like. That would be so disrespectful to Spider-Man. Because that's like, first we had a Spider-Man.
I don't think Marvel would do that either.
Yeah, first we had a Spider-Man with organic webs, which was disrespectful. Then we finally got mechanical webs, and now they're like, let's make it someone else's genius.
Yeah.
No, that's not fair to Spider-Man.
That's not fair at all.
I don't like the idea of an Iron Spider only because I feel like he's going to have a cameo in Civil War or a smaller role. Like, that'd be a lot of coverage to be like, this suit, that suit, Iron Spider. Like, that's a lot to fit in.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's going to happen. And we don't know that he's going to be in Avengers or anything else. As far as we know, he's just getting a cameo in Civil War.
Yeah.
Which is a great way to introduce Tom Holland.
And good for Tom Holland. Not a lot of... I don't know that there are plans to put him in future episodes.
I don't foresee him really having an impact either in the... in Inhumans, mm-hmm. in the Phase 3 Avengers.
Yeah.
I think they'll develop him now and put him in the Phase 4 and 5 Avengers stuff.
Yeah, it's possible he'll be young enough.
He's young enough.
Yeah.
And it would make sense for the comics. In the comics, he wasn't Spider-Man Avenger. He was Spider-Man.
Exactly.
Spider-Man,
and I just don't see him going the cosmic level yet. I just in Infinity Gauntlet, I just don't see that happening.
And I'd rather see him team up with Daredevil than I'd rather see him team up with Thor. Him and Thor is amazing in the comics, don't get me wrong, but as far as introducing a character that's a 15-year-old boy, it would seem strange. Like, I mean, it could be funny for a couple jokes, but not for a whole film.
The legs on it are a
little I mean no matter what I'm excited. Like, Spider-Man's gonna be the Avengers. No matter what, this is a great thing. I'm just saying, like, as far as a 15-year-old boy being Spider-Man, street level makes more sense to start.
Yeah.
And who asked that question on Twitter?
Oh, that would have been, let me go back, and a couple of people actually were asking us.
Super Finch
with the picture. Colt asked about it.
Colt.
Yeah.
This is what,
dude's
the
everywhere.
Seventh time?
Dude's everywhere.
Wraith Kelso were also
Wraith?
Asking about it. Yeah.
Nice.
So,
hello,
thanks,
guys. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yurl.
I do want to say SWWolf36, we don't have time to get into Jessica Jones' backstory right now.
But we will put that on the docket. Get into. I think we've talked about it in past episodes. I think we've actually done it a couple of times, but it's always good to revisit that stuff. We have new listeners.
Five star. I wrote down on my phone since it's been my laptop.
Do it.
Exactly.
That Evan Todd, Cosmo B, Mastermind, Bryant 1971, Star Vader 88, Sandos 47, Mickey Fan 42, and Roswell Light 2002. Thank you for your stars. They were wonderful.
Thank you.
I love reading them.
You're all ninjas.
You're all amazing. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for throwing your five stars at us.
We've got some Twitter shout outs
too.
We have Dan SMDPT lover. Thank you so much, Pablo. Also, you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming up and meeting us up at Comic Con.
I didn't get to meet him.
Oh, he's so sweet. And thank you for the, he brought a bunch of gifts. And then, Drew D. You totally get a shout out today. So here you are.
Looking at you now.
Pearl Jam?
No, it's Nickelback. I don't know.
Oh, sure, of course.
I went positive.
Yeah. And of course, if you guys want sexy shout outs, let Koi know.
Koi's very good at the sexy shout outs.
I'm going to get a zoom on that camera. It's going to get real.
I know.
I can give like geeky, awkward coming onto you shout outs.
I can read Electra lines like you wouldn't believe.
Do you guys have any comic book suggestions? I hate to put you on the spot for that.
I mean, I've been reading all of Secret War, and I cannot stress enough that this is probably the best miniseries I've been at Marvel in like decades.
Do you mean all of the series or just the miniseries itself?
I actually like the miniseries more than the Secret War arc.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm enjoying like 1872 incredible.
It's so good.
And like, there's so many that are small and great.
But you know, even like the MODOK Assassins has been like
fun.
Stupid
so
fun.
AVX minis, the Little Avengers and Little X-Men is adorable.
Yes. I haven't read that.
Scotty Young stuff.
So cute.
Everything. I mean, X-Men 92 is
I've
great.
Oddly not been enjoying Renew Your Vows, but maybe that's because I wanted that the most.
Oh,
yeah.
Because for
I've
15
really
years, I've wanted that back. Mm-hmm. And then when it happened, I was like,
I've enjoyed it.
Maybe not 15,
but I like Dan Slott too, so.
Yeah.
I love Slott, but I'm with you on that. It hasn't been the strongest of the
runs. It's a little underwhelming.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still good. It's just everything else is incredible.
You know what I'm sorry, I keep cutting you. Old Man Logan.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been really good. The art's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. And like, the fact that they've had him like cross the wall now and everything, mm-hmm. and now he's like, wait, you're all not dead? This is like, oh, yes.
And that's our first indicator as to where Marvel's going, I feel. Yeah. That Logan being with these X-Men feels like where we're going to end up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the one with that totally doesn't feel like a Marvel comic at all? That's like the adventure guy in the airplane. He lands in the land of women.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
That looks awesome.
I just read it, too.
It feels like a pulp novel from like the 40s.
I know.
We're Monsters as well.
Yes, yeah. We're Monsters as well. That was surprisingly fun.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
And I was expecting to only read half. I was going to read every first issue and then be like, I'll read what I... And I'm reading everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. E for Extinction is really good if you like that old virus. But then there's one that is also kind of dealing with the mutants, and it's kind of dealing, and I'm blanking on the name of it, but the art is so terrible, I had to put it down. I'll remember it next week, and I hate to throw shade on any of the creators, but
it's weird
just,
to throw an artist that's not up to par.
I mean,
on
it's
this
it's
title.
Just weird. Every like, because it's dealing with like, you've got Emma Frost is in there, and it's armor, but then I'm trying to Santos, the big rock guy. I'm blanking all my newer X-Men.
Rockslide,
yeah. Thank you. And the art, everyone looks like they have melty face.
Mm.
It's not good. And that's the one thing I will say. If you have a comic book that I don't like the art, I won't read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, my brain is a little
Little Spider-Man's in it. I feel like he only has Renew Your Vows, whereas X-Men has 5 titles, Avengers have like 3 titles.
Well, but then there's Spider-Verse.
But there's the Spider-Verse stuff. Spider-Verse has been really fun.
I just feel like Peter Parker's not really in that, so I haven't thought of him.
Yeah.
And he's my Spider-Man, so when I don't see Peter, I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as much as I'm enjoying all of the little bitty series, mm-hmm. I love the main Secret Wars series with Jonathan Hickman.
Can we get the fifth one? Because I need to know what happened to Strange. I need to know. I suddenly care about Strange now.
That's good writing.
This is spoiler territory for it, but he's dead.
I know.
Yeah. He's dead.
I know.
Because he comes back with an axe. That's a different Strange.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jason Aaron's writing a different...
And we've seen that there are different incarnations of different
everyone.
Characters. So like... Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already seen a dead Strange inhabit like Punisher and make Sorcerer Supreme Punisher.
I also love the journals. The journals are so much fun.
Oh my god, also the Inhumans run?
Yeah.
This
is every title. That's what we're saying. Like,
Everything's really good right now.
New Adeline is a nightclub in Manhattan, and it's so well done, and I love the way Medusa's portrayed in it. And it's if you got like I
What's
think out
the
of
Quiet Room in, the one with Black Bolt as like a bartender.
Yeah.
That's a fun book. That's Inhumans, right?
That's the one we're talking about.
That soul book is incredible.
Yeah. And we get Ms. Marvel in there, like the new Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Kamala Khan, she's a
big
part of that.
Oh, the Ms. Marvel looks great. Her leading her team, the airplane.
Oh, Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel and the
fantastic.
Carol Corps. Yeah.
That's everything's good.
So finally, we get a crossover event that I'm not bemoaning
about.
Yeah,
I'm not like upset. Yeah. Like Amalgam, it was like three good titles. Like there's usually like half good, maybe.
Yeah.
This is,
everything's great.
Enjoying it. And I hope this is a sign of things come from Marvel. I hope when Marvel comes back, they keep this fucking, frickin' enthusiasm. My first one ever.
It's your first one.
Oh, by the way, this is also my first show. I've been on as many
sober?
As I haven't been on.
This
is my show
this
of
your
like,
halfway.
This is my halfway point.
Nice.
So
congratulations.
I accidentally earned that.
Yay.
Sorry, team. But yeah, I think this is the first time that Marvel, I hope they continue the zeal. I hope they continue all this effort. Like it looks like they're really shaping up to build a new universe. That's incredible.
We need to go, but I want to throw, like I was talking about Straczynski's run earlier with you. He wrote John Michael Straczynski wrote a 6-issue mini arc for Doctor Strange called Strange Beginnings and Endings, or Endings and Beginnings. It's one of those two. And it's great. It's really fun. It kind of exists in its own universe. It's sort of like a Marvel Knights kind of thing.
Cool.
It's not like canon, but it's just a modern update. It's an updating of his origin story. And
sweet.
I really think that they're going to take a lot of cues from that book for the film.
No. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so check that out.
Like,
I'm gonna go
read
that tonight.
So it's just a lot of fun. Like Klee is really cool. Wong is a total badass.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I love Straczynski.
Yeah, it's a fun book. It's like I said, it's not canon, but it's a fun book. So
right.
Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Do you guys have anything you want to pitch or throw out?
DC fans, I picked up 50 DC comics. Everything that came out between late June and now in July. I'm going to try to understand DC. So whether you think that's a great thing, Marvel fans, or a bad thing, DC fans, send me what things you like about DC, what books you're reading, because I probably bought it, and I want to know what you think, because I'm trying to be more of a broad comic fan.
Yeah. Nice. So, yeah. All right. Fantastic.
Yeah. No, it's good. I'm excited to talk DC
with
you.
I'm really curious.
Because yeah. I've been reading Batgirl and Black Canary and Catwoman, and they've been fun.
Have one of every
time.
Oh,
and Gotham Academy.
Gotham Academy's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been really good.
I haven't read it for a couple issues, but it's been a lot of good.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of good.
I'm going to see what happens. That and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm broadening, guys.
Yeah.
Broadening.
No, I'm going to.
I'm
going to go pick that up.
And the Batsuit looks amazing. Holy crap.
Yeah.
The Ben Affleck Batsuit. All the pictures of the Ben Affleck Batsuit, I'm like, oh. Oh my.
That's how I feel about Wonder Woman. I saw Wonder Woman's suit in person at Comic-Con, and I'm like, this is kind of fantastic.
Like, I'm saying, like, 8 out of 10. My Deadpool acceptance, 7 out of 10, 11 out of 10. Batflex, like, 8 out of 10.
Nice. Yeah.
The movie, I don't know. The suit.
Yeah.
Excited. All right. What do you got?
Not much me. I'm back. I've been sick for a little bit. Yay. It's nice to be back. Comic-Con was great. You can still find my writings over at geek.com, so head on over. I write about a lot of everything. Lately, a lot of science stuff, a lot of space.
Cool.
A lot of space. I like space. Yeah, other than that, I'm just kind of, God, it's like taking a break from cosplay for a little bit because convention season's died down. Yeah, reading a lot. Oh, God.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's been good.
Yeah.
I'll have some announcements soon, I'm sure.
Good. Yeah. Hopefully, I'll have a couple announcements coming up. I've got some things that I'm working on, but can't talk about just yet.
Good problem to have.
But yeah,
not complaining.
Yeah.
I'm excited about them. But yeah, I've got nothing, but I'm a contributor to geekgirlauthority.com. If you ever want to see what I'm writing over there, head on out. I write for a blog called The Sanctum Matorum. Because
I didn't know that until this moment.
Yeah, that's
Doctor Strange.
Fantastic.
Oh my God, can we start the Sanctum Matorum fan club?
Yes, an army of two.
Yeah. Oh,
I've only got two fans.
That reminded me of Rob Liefeld for some reason. You guys can come see Rob Liefeld and me if you want, but really Rob Liefeld in Houston the first weekend in September.
Oh,
so
awesome.
4th, 5th, and 6th at the amazing Houston Comic Con.
I will be at Burning Man.
Yeah, you'll be at Burning Man. So a lot of people will be at Dragon Con. But if you're not going to either of those events, come on out to
Houston. Exciting.
So yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
All right, we've got to close because we're at an hour 5.
Oh,
we're
okay.
We're a little long.
We got excited, guys.
Special thanks to our prize sponsor, Wizard World Conventions. Mm-hmm. They've got Richmond, Virginia this weekend. So if you're out in Richmond, Virginia or any of the areas out there, head on out. It's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
It's where pop culture comes to life. I don't know any of the guests off the top of my head, but I've been to two of them. It's a fantastic show. It's a very fun show. Chicago's going to be their giant show. That is in August from the 20th to the 23rd. It's actually a 4-day show. There's a possibility I will be out there.
Cool.
Nice.
We're still working on travel stuff, but and then San Jose, September 4th, 5th, and 6th. So this is their last California show.
Isn't the Chicago show with like
it's everybody. Like Jeremy
Evans
Renner's there.
And,
everybody's at the Chicago show. So please do not forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Marvel Movie News. Rate us, leave us a comment. Koi will
mangle
your name
with heart.
Yeah, with heart. With total love. Find us on YouTube also through the Popcorn Talk Network. Mm-hmm. If you comment there and thumbs up and subscribe and all that stuff, it keeps us coming back to you and it allows us to get into bigger, better, awesome, more awesome things. Find us on Facebook, / Marvel News Show, or you can find us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN. We're doing our best to keep on top of our social media. Just be patient with us.
Yeah.
And I'm Matt Key at The Matt Key.
I'm Meredith Placco at M Placco.
I'm Koi Jandro at Koijandreau.
That is our show. Goodbye. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.